Hare Krishna. Welcome all the devotees this morning. Welcome to Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. So as I was given choice, I could continue with, the regular verse, or I could choose another one. So we have chosen not just one, but eight. They are not here on the board. We reveal them to you. So this is a very special, very, very special month, right? According to Srila Prabhupada and Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the Damodar month is best of all the months. 40 years ago, that's 1972, this is 2012, so 40 years ago, Srila Prabhupada, considering this to be very important, special month, Srila Prabhupada stopped all his other engagements, all his travels, and he rushed to Vrindavan. My plan is to come to Vrindavan for Kartik, he wrote. And I want to stay in Radha Damodar temple until nearly the end of November. I will lecture daily in courtyard, not this courtyard. This did not exist. Well, the land was here. Radha Damodar courtyard. I will lecture daily in the courtyard, especially for the benefit of the devotees. So you can make the arrangements. And that year, Kartik began on October 15th. And Srila Prabhupada was there on time, before time. So this year is also then the 40th anniversary of ISKCON's Damodar Festival in Vrindavan. The managers may not have taken note of this, but because I also happened to be there and I'm doing a little counting, and 40 years ago. So, regarding Damodar Mass Mahatmya, Srila Prabhupada writes in Nectar of Devotion, one of the most important ceremonial function is called Urja Vrat. Urja Vrat is there, Urja Vrat is observed in month of Kartik, especially in Vrindavan. There is a specific program for temple worship of the Lord in his Damodar form. Damodar refers to Krishna's being bound with rope by his mother Yashoda. It is said that just as Lord Damodar is very dear to his devotees, so the month known as Damodar or Kartik is also dear to them. Even persons lacking seriousness who execute devotional service according to the regulative principles during the month of Kartik and within the jurisdiction of Mathura in India are very easily awarded Lord's personal service. So that is Srila Prabhupada writing for Damodar. the greatness of month of, well, Damodar and the month Damodar, both are very dear, great and very dear to the devotees of the Lord. That during that month, at the beginning of the month, one devotee asked Srila Prabhupada the question about this. Can you describe, he asked Prabhupada, can you describe what is that, what that is, that Urja Vrat, and how it is observed? And Prabhupada replied, Urja Vrat, you can chant Hare Krishna 24 hours a day for a month. That also was a response of the devotees, assembled devotees. They also laughed when they heard Prabhupada say, yeah, just chant Hare Krishna 24 hours a day, just for 1 month. The devotees laughed. Guru Das, one of the devotees present during that Kartik festival, there were some 40, 50 devotees, and that number was considered a very big number. Whenever someone contacted us and wanting to know how many devotees, so many devotees, so many, how many? 40 devotees. That was a big number. So Guru Das was amongst them, amongst many others. So Guru Das, when Prabhupada said, just chant Hare Krishna 24 hours a day, so immediately kind of started imitating Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. When Prabhupada heard Guru Das chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, then Prabhupada said, don't sleep, don't eat. This is Urja Vrat. Can you execute it? Prabhupada asked. And devotees, one particular devotee replied, I don't know. He said, could he do this? Prabhupada said, I don't know whether I could do this. And this provoked more laughter. According to Gautamiya Tantra, some tantras and mantras, Kartik is particularly meant for mantra siddhi, perfection in chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Mantra siddhi, the Hare Krishna Mahamantra siddhi means we're chanting and chanting, so there's some perfection, like a perfection of yoga siddhi, so the perfection of chanting is attained during this month, or this month is favorable for attainment of that mantra siddhi. So that year, 72 Kartik, Srila Prabhupada stayed at Radha Damodar, and we stayed at Kesi Ghat. Which king's palace is there? Kansa Rajaga? Huh? Bharatpur, yeah. Yeah, Bharatpur, king's palace, so we were staying in the palace. And the early morning we would take bath in the Jamuna along with the tortoise, Kachap. big. Tortoise those days. Pretty scary, isn't it? And so Prabhupada gave those, as was the plan. He was going to give the classes for the benefit of devotees, he said. Not a public program, no public function. He wanted to do lectures. So he did those famous Nectar of Devotion lecture series, you know. The ISKCON devotee probably knows about those Nectar of Devotion lecture series. So every morning, I think Bhagavatam must, I don't remember, must Bhagavatam morning, an act of devotion in the evening. And Srila Prabhupada used to send us to this property every morning in the morning. We started our kirtan at Radha Damoda and going through Lohi Bazaar and zigzagging and then coming by Radha Madan Mohan Temple and through Bhakti Vedanta Goshala. It did not exist that time. And then more zigzagging and coming here. Just some basic, the digging for foundation, the construction had started. Not this tree, but the previous one. Is this second or third tree? This is the third one. Okay. This is third avatar of that tree. The first one was here. Not very tall. When we offered our obeisances into the dust of our land's property, is Raman Vrithi also. And as we stood, second. Someone, president is correcting me. He knows the history. So as we stood next to the tree was, well, same height as ours. Maybe 4 or 5 feet tall. So Prabhupada purposely had preserved the tree. Sacred tree, tamal tree, and so the design was made so that the tree stays in the courtyard. So that was our program every morning, coming here, chanting, and then going back and attending Prabhupada's lectures, morning, evening, and lots of association during the day, going into his, well, whether we could say quarter, very little, small room, very small room, probably. And I was shocked when we had arrived from Bombay. Aditya Mataji was there and Pancha Dravida. He was a Dravid Brahmachari. And then he became Pancha Dravida. He was initiated. I also received my initiation there. And on the day, in the very first day of the Kartik, day before Kartik, Sharad Purnima, that morning Prabhupada took devotees to the Seva Kunj. Morning walk was in Seva Kunj that morning. And Prabhupada talking of the pastime that Lord performs there, or that night's pastime, the Rasa dance. Brief introduction, he was talk. That was the theme of that morning walk. And anyway, so that was 1 month's very intense program, being in Vrindavan and being with Srila Prabhupada and being at Radha Damodar and Damodar Vrat and Damodar month and chanting Hare Krishna, and we were trying to get some perfection or mantra siddhi during that time. Srila Prabhupada ki. So I thought of just talk about Bhagavat. Srila Prabhupada is Bhagavat, Mahabhagavat. So this is Bhagavat lecture, right? This is Bhagavatam lecture. For sure, when next time Srila Vyasadeva would add few chapters to the Bhagavatam, some appendix, Srila Prabhupada would be there. One of the chapters, Prabhupada chapter, Prabhupada. Hi, Krishna Balaram, hey! We are having said that, or maybe little setting of the scene. We want to do a little meditation somehow. Meditation, word got in there, of Damodar Ashtak which we had been singing every day, and will continue to the end of the month. So just go a little into the mantra, get a little deeper in understanding all the emotions, and then devotion. From emotion comes devotion. We were hearing yesterday from Devakimandan Prabhu, he said, emotion and devotion. No commotion. Know that word. So this Damodarashtak is from Padma Puran and Satyavrat Muni. Gives the credit, well, he's the one who compiled this. And this also appears in the dialogue between Narad Muni and Shaunak Rishi, and this Damodarashtak is then included in Hari Bhakti Vilas of Sanatan Goswami. And Srila Sanatan Goswami even gives commentary on this Damodarashtak and explains how this month of Damodar Vrat is to be observed. And he takes one on a tour, meditation of Damodar with Damodarashtak as the prayer. Okay, so you are familiar with the Ashtak, Damodar. This past time, Damodar. Damodar, Dam is the rope and Udar is the belly of the Lord. And during this month, on the day of Diwali in the morning, in Gokul, this past time takes place, during this month, this past time. Although he always ate butter and he stole butter, but one day he was caught red-handed. Not red-handed, white-handed. And then he was tied, not just him, but the mortar also. Considering that this mortar must also be punished, because mortar helped Krishna to steal. So both were tied. We call Bandhan Lila. So that is how it begins. The first Ashtak is reminding us of that Leela, that pastime. Namamishwaram Sachidananda Rupam Lasat Kundalam Gokule Vrajamanam. Namamishwaram. Immediately, as soon as we begin this Ashtak, first thing one does is namami, bow down. Or I bow down to namami, unto namami Ishwaram. The Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then is described as Sachidananda Rupam. Of course the pastime is not possible without Rupam. The Brahma Jyoti, Brahman cannot perform any pastimes. Brahman is just to be. No movement, no activity, no nothing. So no pastime, no associates, nothing. But here, Sachidananda Rupam, I offer my obeisances unto Ishwaram, who is Sachidānanda-rūpam. Lasat-kundalam gokule-bhrajamānam, and that rūpam, that form, just one item is mentioned, is wearing kundalam, the earrings are... Bhajamanam, and they are effulgent, they're shining. They're also dancing. They're also dancing as Krishna is moving, trying to get away from Mother Yashoda that is coming next, that is running away. And as he runs away, the kundalas, the earrings are also, moving to and fro, and they are dancing. Each of the ornaments of Lord, they play different roles, and they relate with the Lord. They are also like personalities, and they have different reciprocations with the form of the Lord. So this kundala, they are effulgent, they are dancing. And why they are effulgent? Effulgence of the face of the Lord is reflected on the earrings. Now there's some effulgence is there in those kundalas, those earrings, but they are reflecting more effulgence. Where is that coming from? From the form of the Lord, which is effulgent, his face is effulgent, and that reflects on his earrings, and then more glowing and dazzling earrings as one looks at them. Yashoda bhiyo ulukhala dhavamanam. Yashoda is there with a stick in the hand. Where is he? I will find him now. He has broken the pot next door while Yashoda was taking care of the boiling milk, spilling milk. So many emotions are explained. That the milk was thinking, oh, today Krishna is not going to drink me, because he's drinking his mother Yashoda's breast milk, so today he's not going to drink me. Oh, what good is my life? I better commit suicide. How could I do that? Oh, fire is just around. So the milk is boiling and throwing himself or itself into the fire. I commit suicide. I give up my life. That's the mood of the milk. The milk also has a mood. So while Yashoda had rushed to take care of that milk, Krishna gets very angry. That morning she had not even come to wake him up. As soon as he got up, he started churning the butter. finally he had come, finding Yashoda very busy, then still she doesn't say a word or doesn't talk of feeding him, think of feeding him. Then she had to hold that churning rod. Then everything stopped, and then he jumps in the direction of the breast, giving clear indication, I want milk, I'm hungry. Then Yashoda sits down and just now started feeding, but then she had to rush into the kitchen. Then he was angry, and he had to do something. So what could he do? So he broke that churning, that pot where the churning was going on. and then he has ran away from the scene expecting Yashoda to return and beat him up or do something. So see, as he goes next door, anyway, I think we can't go that slow. We have quite a few prayers to cover. The pastime is, they're so attractive. They don't just let you go, and they grab you. Talk about me. Me too, me, this pastime too. Where are you going? Hold on. They grab you by neck and force you to think of that pastime and talk about that pastime. So Krishna, he was stealing butter, standing on the mortar, expecting Yashoda to turn up any moment. So he was looking this way, looking that way, and while doing the stealing and distributing also. He had a whole charity show going on. Lots of monkeys had lined up. Me too. And okay, you too, take it. So he was distributing, and there comes Mother Yashoda, and Yashoda bhiyo ulukhalab. As he's scared of Yashoda, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Namami Ishwaram, that Ishwar is scared. Very difficult to understand. Very difficult to understand. Even that, who was it? Kunti Maharani also had difficulty understanding that Lord, oh, while she's offering prayers, she's remembering this pastime of Krishna's stealing and his tie to the mortar and what Krishna is going through. She is finding it very hard. So, seeing Yashoda, Lord Dhavamanam is trying to run away, escape. Para amristam atyantato dritya gopya. And Yashoda is trying to run swiftly, quickly. Although she is well built, with her hips, and the breasts, an elderly lady, and Krishna is just a little boy, he's just easy. Children never walk, they only run. Like an air, they fly. But Yashoda was still making endeavor and running swiftly behind to catch hold of that naughty boy, thief. And she has a stick in her hands. Rudantam muhurnetra yugmam rajantam karamboja yugmena satanka netram. So, as a result, this is the outcome. What is happening? Rudantam. Krishna is crying, sobbing. Netra yugmam. Well, two eyes are being rubbed, mrajantam, karambhoja yugmena. He is using his two lotus hands to rub his two lotus eyes. That's the idea. Rudantam, muhu, again and again is rubbing netram, two netras, two eyes, they are being rubbed with the two lotus hands, and satanka netram. And his netram are full of scare. He is afraid. He could read his mind by looking into his eyes. Look, he's scared. సాతంక నేత్రం మహశ్వాస కంపా త్రిరేఖాంక కంఠ. Probably, and I did this also myself, when my mother was running after me and trying to get me, and sure, next program was to beat me. Did you go through this sometimes? How many of you? Even in Russia? So this is a perfection, in fact, of this Vatsalya Ras. This pastime is perfection. He has really become human-like. The human-like. Child-like. And no drama. There's a real thing. This is not a natak going on here. The real life story, life experience of the Lord. And he wants to experience that. Otherwise in Vaikuntha there's so much of that Jaya Jagadisha Hare and prayers and this and that. He's fed up. Stop. I want to, for a change, I want to have some other experience. So the parents, and they are superior, and they, and is the boy means he also has to be a naughty boy, child. So children are, a lot of time, are very naughty. He's the naughtiest. He's the supreme child, so he has to be the naughtiest. Mattaha parataram nu anyat. So when I become child, I want to be really child, and that no one could match my childness, childishness. So muhuswasa kampa, he's breathing, he's very heavily breathing. As a result, there's a tremble in the body. And how is the tremble noticed? In the around his neck, there is sthita graiva. Graiva means there's a diamond, some ornament. And that is also shaking. Because his body is shaking, the ornament around the neck is also shaking. Damodaram bhakti badham. So that Damodar has been bound up. So that pastime has been wound up very quickly, just in two verses, while Srimad Bhagavatam is a whole chapter. And bhakti baddham, he could be bound only with bhakti, and not otherwise, not possible. Well, later on it comes up, this kuberatmaja. So bound by Yashoda, later on, when the those two trees were uprooted, and then those Manigrav and Nalakubara appeared, and they offered the prayers also, and before they were to go away, take off, they were appealing to the Lord, may I help you, may we help you, could we untie you? Krishna said, thank you very much, but it's not possible for you to untie these knots. These knots are bound by a devotee, and not just any Tom, Dick and Harry kind of devotee, but my mother, Bhakti Badham, I have been bound by bhakti. So only another bhakta of that caliber could untie these knots. Not just anybody could come with a scissor and no. So that offer was made for untying that It was not a job of those two brothers. Iti jikswalila virananda kunde swaghosham nimajjantam akhyapayantam. Iti means referring to these two verses mentioned, described earlier. Iti drik, like this, swagho, swalila, his own lila, ananda kunde, he was filling up the kundas, the lakes, with what? Not with the water. Performing these pastimes, Lord was filling up the lakes of Vrindavan with ananda kunda. What kind of kunda? Ananda kund, filled with the bliss, filled with ananda, swaghosham and swaghosha, and the residents of Vrindavan, they would, what would they do next? Nimajjantam, they would throw themselves into those ananda kundas, swimming in ananda kundas, drowning in ananda kundas. Lord performs his pastime, fills anand in kundas, whole bridges is filled with anandam buddhi vardhanam. Tadiyeshu tadyeshu bhaktar jitatvam. And this is a reminder of those who are trying to understand the supremacy or these, his aishwarya, you know, his God is great, kind of, that understanding of God. Ishitagyeshu. To them, Lord is reminding, no. In fact, I could be conquered, not only understood, but I could be conquered by bhaktas and by their bhakti. Bhaktair jitatvam. I could be conquered by my devotees. Not just information gathering of about me, my greatness. Especially here in Vrindavan, this is Madhurya Dham, Madhurya. Aishwarya Vaikunt, Madhurya Vrindavan, and Avadarya of Mayapur. Lord became so magnanimous that he shared this madhurya, the sweetness, the sweetest pastimes, the sweetest personality was shared by same person. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Krishna becomes Sri Krishna Chaitanya, and in Mayapur, the other division of Golok, he goes other side of Golok, and then he does the program of the distribution, Avadarya Dham. So, I could be conquered by my bhaktas, bhaktair jitatvam, punaha prematastam shata vritti bande. He had offered, well, this muni had offered his obeisances at the beginning, now he says, I like to offer my obeisances shatavrati, hundreds and hundreds of time, again and again. Please, O Damodar, accept my obeisances premataha, with a loving, my loving obeisances. Varam deva moksham na moksham vadhimva na chanyam vrineham varishadapiha. And then he's addressing the Lord. Varam deva, O deva, O Lord, moksham na moksham vadhumva, I am not interested in moksha, na chanyam vraneha, or any other kind of boon. And you are varesha, vara isha. You are the best amongst the benedictors. You are Varadaraj, in other words. In South India, there is one deity called Varadaraj. Var means benediction, blessings, benedictions. Vara, the one who gives the benedictions. And Varadaraj, and the king of those Benedictus. We had gone together there one time. We were together. So you are Varesha, Varesha. You could give anything and everything to me, but I'm not, well, especially this moksha business, don't give it to me. No moksha for me. I'm not chanyam and other benedictions. Na dhanam, na janam, kind of mood is there. Kavitam va jagadisha kamaye idam te vapurnata gopala balam sadame manasya virastam kim manye. Okay, I don't want this, I don't want that. Take something. So he said, no, okay, one thing you could give me. Vapurnatha Gopala Balam, oh Gopala Bal, Gopal Balak Bal Gopal, Sri Krishna Sadame Manasya Avirastam. Please reside in my mind, in my heart, that pastime of you as Bal Gopal, or this Radha Damodar pastime. The meditation upon that, absorption, darshan of that, this is what you please come and sit in my heart. Sit on, appear on the smriti patal, the screen, so you appear, so that I don't have to watch television. I'll be just busy and happy to have your darshan all the time, that pastime being revealed unto me. And kim manyai, any other thing? No, I'm not interested. Nothing else. Just this is my only interest. Idam te mukham bhoja bhatyanta nilai vatam kuntalai snigdha raktaisya gopya. Again, going back to that pastime, and the Lord Bal Gopal, Yudamti Mukham Bhoja Matyanta Nilaye, your Mukham Bhoja, your lotus face is lotus like face, Atyanta Nila, very deep, bluish. But then I see you, and then he says, Kuntalai Snigdha. Your face is covered with the curly, kuntalai, curly, snigdha, glossy also. The hair, they are slick, not dry, but glossy hair, very fine hair. They are making a frame around your face. They are in the back, they are also hanging on this either side. But I also see Raktaisya Gopya. What are those reddish spots on your face? You're full bluish face, but there are some red. Your cheeks are red. What are they due to? Mohuchumbitam. That Mother Yashoda, see the chumban. She kisses you over again and again as if she likes to eat you up or something. Such a sweet boy. Like a mother's trying to take him in. Why is he out? He should be part of me. She's trying to kiss him, expressing all the affection. This is like a perfection of the affection. When the kissing is... is a siddhi, sneha siddhi. So Yashoda is expressing her affection and ends up kissing, and that kiss is a little and making Lord's face is so fine, tender, a little touch, and immediately there's a reddish. Muhuchumbitam bimba rakta dharam me, like a reddish, like what? Bimba, there's a bimba of fruit, very reddish, especially when it is ripe, the bimba fruit is ripe, it is very reddish, deep red, like a blood red, and that is, your face is like that. Ah, he says, Manasya, that form, oh, that form I like to meditate upon. That form I like to possess. That form I like to have property. That is my property. Alam laksha labhaveda, and these millions of other benedictions, oh, I am not interested. This is enough. This much is enough. Namo deva damodara ananta vishno prasida prabho dukkha jala vimagnam. And then Lord has been addressed, and many sambodhan or addresses are here. First of all, my obeisances, deva is one, damodara is another one, ananta is third one, vishnu is fourth one, and also Grihanesha Isha, in the next line, five different ways Lord has been addressed. Prabhu also, there's another one, sixth one. Deva, Damodar, Ananta, Vishnu, Prabhu, Isha. Six addresses to get attention of the Lord. He has been approached this way and that way, and getting his attention to, look at me, O Lord, Dukkha Jala Bhimagnam, I am drowned, I am lost, case, Dukkha Jala Bhimagnam, Magna, Dukkha Jal, the ocean of suffering. So many complications, I am really caught in the net of this mundane existence, Dukkha Jala Vimagnam. And then that is why Lord Kripa Drishti, I need your Kripa Drishti, Kripa Drishti, Drishti with Kripa, with merciful glance. What kind of glance? Your merciful glance upon this Mam Ajya, me, the fool, the ignorant fellow as I am. Please have some mercy upon me, Kripa Drishti Vishyati Dinam Matanu Akshidrishaha. My eyes, I want darshan, I want to see you. I want to see you. I want to love you. Someone sang that song. George Harrison. Was that? Oh, sweet Lord. He was singing like that. Yeah. Oh Lord, I want to see you. I want to. Same. So, Akshidrishya. And what good are these eyes? If I have not seen you, then what have I seen? I have seen nothing. I want to see you, my Lord. And then continues the prayers. Kuberatmajo Badha Murti Vayadvat Thaya mochito bhakti bhajo kritaucha. And at the end of that days, that Diwali days pastime of this Damodar pastime, what happened? Kubair atmajo baddha murtaiva. Those two sons of Kubair, well, they were bound up in the body of a tree. But what did you do? Thaya mochito. You liberated them. You got them out of those three bodies. And not only that, bhakti bhajo. And you drowned them in the bhakti. You dipped them in bhakti kunda, or gave them abhishek. Sarvatma snapanam, kind of. Sarvatma snapanam. You gave all bhakti to them, bhakti bhajau kritavucha, tatha, now I know. So like that, me too, the way you liberated those two brothers, sons of Kuber, and endowed them with the devotion, bhakti unto you, tatha, like that, prema bhaktin svakam me prayaccha, to me also give me that prem bhakti, namokshe graho mesti damodareha. And again reminding, no, that mukti business, this moksha business, no, please don't give that to me, I want only bhakti, O Lord. And then finally, namaste stidamne spuradipti dhamne tvadiyodarayatha vishvashadhamne. Some pronunciation to take note of this. There are two words, one is dhamne, the other word is dhamne. Dhamne, dhamne. And there are two different, there's a distinction, and of course meaning is entirely different. Namaste, I offer my obeisances unto Dhamni, unto that rope. My obeisances unto that rope. Being tied around your belly. Namaste to Dhamni, Spuradipti Dhamni. And there is so much effulgence coming from that rope. That effulgent rope I offer my obeisances unto. That's one thing. And then, Tvadiyo darayata, Tvadiyo, your udar. I offer my obeisances unto your belly. And what kind of belly? Vishvashadhamne, Vishvashadham. Now this is dham. That was dham, and this is dham. Dham is rope, and dham is abode. So Vishvashadhamne, your belly is abode of the universe. Whole universe is within you. When Mother Yashoda asked Krishna, okay, open your mouth. And Krishna opened, And Yashoda looked inside. What was inside? Whole universe, whole Brahmand was within. That pastime took place at Brahmand Ghat. That is why the name Brahmand Ghat. So whole universe was within. All the planets within Krishna. Whole earthly planet within Krishna. Delhi Agra highway within Krishna. And then Jamuna flowing within Krishna also. Yashoda and Krishna standing. She was looking inside. Oh, another Yashoda inside you. He looks inside. And it's Krishna. He's scared and open your mouth. Kind of. So Vishvashadhamne, you are abode of the whole universe. Jagan Nivas. You are Jagan Nivas. Nivas, residence of the whole Jagat. That is why it was not possible to tie his belly with the 1 meter long rope. If the whole universe is within him, what should be the length of the rope? To go around the universe, you need that long of a rope. Not belly is that is a round circumference of the belly. So, okay, how much is this? Okay, 9 inches. Okay, 1 foot. That was the calculation. But the fact is, your udar is tvadiya udarayas vishvasya dhamne. That is why it took all day. Well, still, she did not. Krishna gave, okay, you're trying very hard. You get a credit, you're perspiring. And so 2 inches short. Namo Radhikayai Swadiya Priyayai Namo Nanta Leelaya Devaya Tubhyam. So, I offer my obeisances unto Radhikayai. And what kind of Radhika? Twadiya Priyayai, who's very dear to you. So I have to offer obeisances to someone who is very dear to you. Not only to you, you won't be happy. I offer my obeisances unto you, Radhika, who is very dear to you. So this month of Kartik, Damodar, Urja Vrat, this is Urja, Shakti, Aladhani Shakti, this is also month of worshipping Radha, Radha Krishna, how we do it. Chant Hare Krishna 24 hours a day. That's the program. And this is a worship. If someone asks how to worship Radha, well, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Could there be better worship? Any better worship, mode of worship, worshipping Radha Krishna than chanting of Hare Krishna? This is the best program. If someone wants to know how to observe this Urja Vrat, how to worship Radharani in this month, how to get her benedictions, how to please her, and chant Hare Krishna, that's very basic, foundational, and this is Hare Krishna Movement's program given by Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Namo Nanta Leelaya Devaya Tubhyam. And again, started with Namami, obeisances, and ending with obeisances Ananta Leelaya Devaya Tubhyam. Obeisances unto the Lord with Ananta Leelas, unlimited pastimes. Amongst those pastimes, this Damodar pastime stands out very tall, self-effulgent, self-effulgent pastime, or dominating pastime, predominating. Childhood pastimes are considered most pleasing. Okay, so that is some kind of running through quickly. And this is the mother stuck mindset, so our minds are set properly and a proper mood, or when we sing also, we know what we are singing about. Not just parrot-like singing, but also understanding. As we sing, then that has to do something, within something has to happen as we sing. And then what happens, then that has to stick to our consciousness and helping us to become Krishna conscious. Okay, any other discussion points or questions or there are lots of things that are happening during this month. There are lots of festivals also, I was thinking, besides this, well, Damodar pastime, and this month gets Damodar name. Month kind of begins with, yes. Anyway, this is a comment that, no questions, but I have a kirtan, there's one comment, yeah, let's see whether it's, what is this one? Mantra meditation, he says, while we're chanting, what should be going through our heart? Mantra meditation. Mantra should get you into the mood of meditation. When you say Hare, immediately there is Bhava Bandhanat Mochaya. This is the thought. Oh Hare, please make me free from the Bhava Bandhan. And as we go on, Seva Yogyam Kuru, please make me fit for devotional service. And we chant, Maya Ramasva, Maya Saha Ramasva. This is very high. That please you also, well, reciprocate with me. You are reciprocating with Radha, so you are Radha Raman, you are this Raman, you are that Raman, but you also do Raman with me. Please include me in your, well, pastimes. Your, don't ignore me, make me part of this Maya Ramaswa. So like that, when we say Hare, there's one meditation. When we say Krishna, there's another meditation. Again Hare, another meditation. Again Krishna, another meditation. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. Each one of these meditation ideas, thoughts, so there's a meditation. So this is what we have to get into. Mantra meditation. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Not just words, but there's a whole thing, whole object of meditation. Anything else? Yeah. During Mangal Arati, what happens? You are late by a few minutes. Why not come on time? A few minutes earlier, you don't get light. Sun is not rising. So, anyway, sure, you could meditate. Meditating on Vande Guru Sri Charana Aravindam says, Dhyayam Stuvam Tasya Yashastri Sandhyam, three times a day, you meditate upon and pray unto him, seek blessings of your spiritual master. Yeah, so sure, you could, yeah, see, or he could, well, chant at home. Yeah, okay. 24 hours we have to stay busy somehow. Yes. Yeah, yes, your Mataji. Uh-huh. Yes. What does that represent? Two fingers too short. Well, one is an endeavor of the devotee. Then that one finger is covered. And when Lord sees you are endeavoring, and with devotion you are endeavoring, then Lord takes the other step from his side, and then other finger is covered, and then there's no more short, and Lord is bound. So, and that is applicable to whatever we do. If we don't make endeavor, then nothing happens. So our endeavor, and endeavor with proper mood, devotion, understanding, this, that, and consistency also. Utsahad, nishayad, determination, all those factors from our side, and then Lord takes action, or he reciprocates with the devotee, and then there's no gap between him and us. We are with him and he is with us. Hari Hari.